Philadelphia City Nature Challenge Organizing Committee member Bernard Brown says it's a competitive urban bioblitz.
That means we try to document as many species as possible, making as many observations of them as possible, and as many people taking part as possible in a four-day stretch, April 26th through 29th.
Anyone could take part by first downloading the free iNaturalist app.
It's a perfect way, if you don't know what kind of plant you're looking at or what kind of spider you're looking at or what kind of bird you're looking at, if you get a picture of it, the app and the community of users can help you figure out what it is.
You can log your observations alone or with a guide.
So we have over 30 walks at this point all over the city of Philadelphia and the neighboring counties to help you get out and sort of get familiar with looking around and IDing what is around you.
Weeds, wildflowers, trees, bugs, fungus, and wildlife, including pigeons and rats, living or dead, can be entered. All of it helps scientists get a better picture of the wild urban world.
A lot of times birds end up hitting glass and getting killed that way, and so there are people collecting information on that to learn how to help fix the problem.
Brown says once you start looking, you may be surprised by how much there is to see.
You just have to walk out of your door and take a look at what's in your garden, your sidewalk, on your block, and you can learn from nature, engage with nature right there.
More at cncphilly.org. Molly Daly, KYW News Radio.